Today is Friday, August 16th, 2019. Madden tops July sales, and Korn is doing an in-game live concert. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. Very happy you're here. Happy Friday. It's the weekend. My name is X1. Let's do this. The need for speed. That's right, a new Need for Speed Heat is announced with a release date. This is a new story over at GameSpot. After a two-year break, Need for Speed is back with a new entry in the long-running racing series. Developer Ghost Games is responsible for 2017's Need for Speed Payback and is back at the starting line with Need for Speed Heat, which will launch on November 8th for PC, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. Now, where is this taking place? It's going to take place in Palm City, a brand new open world where street racers have gathered to make their names known. On the streets of Palm City, you will compete in Speed Hunters showdowns to earn cash to customize and upgrade your sweet, sweet rides. But be careful during nightfall, as rogue cops patrolling the darkened streets eagerly look for racers to knock down a few pegs. Need for Speed Heat is said to feature, quote, expressive customization, authentic urban car culture, and an immersive narrative. Check out the announcement trailer. Just go over to YouTube. I looked at it. It looks pretty cool. I mean, Need for Speed always has, it's like the Michael Bay of racing games, racing car games, right? So it looks pretty good, but go check it out. See what you guys think. Regardless, it is launching November 8th already. That's so soon. That's just around the corner. Cannot wait. Another race car game. Let's see if they can bring back the magic that used to be Need for Speed. We know that Marshmello had a live concert on Fortnite, and I actually think that's the future of concerts. I really do. People will call me crazy, but it was so cool. It was live. Everybody could participate. Didn't cost you anything, right? Super cool. I mean, I'm sure Korn made its money. Fortnite, it was valuable for them. Not Korn. Sorry, Marshmello made their money. It was valuable for them. Well, now Korn is doing something similar. That's right, Korn with a K. Who wears Adidas? Remember their songs? This is a new story over at PC Gamer. Korn is playing a live concert in Adventure Quest 3D later this month. Korn, the popular nu metal band responsible for songs like Adidas, there it is, and Narcissistic Cannibal, will play a concert in Adventure Quest 3D later this month. It will be a bit like Marshmello, who played in Fortnite, the primary difference being, what the hell is Adventure Quest 3D? It's true. I actually had that question. It's a popular cross-platform MMORPG, which is free to play on Steam. I've never personally heard of it before, but apparently it's pretty big. It's got a lot of Steam ratings on there. It's made by a developer called Artix, and they promise the concert will be, quote, an unforgettably brutal, monster-filled virtual rock concert, unquote. Loot will apparently drop throughout the concert as well, which is super cool, super exciting. I'm going to say this again. I think this is the future. I think you're going to start to see. Right now, it's kind of I know if you're a fan of Korn, if you're a fan of Marshmello, they're not necessarily the super mainstream people, right? The most popular people necessarily doing these concerts. But I think we're going to see it. I think everybody, this is going to be the new way to do concerts. Because it's easy, it's convenient, it's live. It gets you a great fan base. Marshmello's concert went number one on YouTube on Marshmello's channel, right? So it's just a great way to drive people to new albums, to drive people to new music, and it benefits the game. It's a win-win for everybody, and the fans get to enjoy it. So I think this is going to become the new norm. And in our last news story of the day, Madden tops July sales, though Switch exclusives mostly dominate software charts. This is according to Game Informer. Summer months are traditionally pretty slow for game sales, though that might be a chicken and egg scenario where publishers try not to aim for July because they fear slow sales. Madden, which comes out in early August and is tracked within the July period by the NPD, is often the starting pistol for new game releases to start selling again. While Madden performed during its launch, that traditional wisdom may be in the process of being challenged. as mentioned, Madden crushed it. Madden is the top-selling game of the month, making the 20th straight year that Madden series has topped the charts in the month it released. It also rockets to the 8th best-selling game of the year and cements its place as the 4th best-selling property for video games in the U.S. once again. It's on point. I just love this year's Madden. It's so smooth. The running's so smooth. It's the smoothest Madden that I've played in a long time. Fire Emblem Three Houses follows close behind, making it the best debuting Fire Emblem title in the series' U.S. history, tripling the debut of Fire Emblem Echoes, Shadows of Valentia. With its debut month, Three Houses became the best-selling entry in the series for the U.S. behind Fire Emblem Awakening. Oh my goodness, well done. It's time to get started. Now games are going to start dropping left and right. We've got the rest of the year. Super exciting stuff. Oh, I cannot wait. There's nothing like a brand new game to just make your day, to make your week go that much better. And that does us for today, everybody. Thank you for joining me. Happy Friday. Well, if you haven't had a chance to play a game yet, what are you doing? Go play a game. It's the weekend. Enjoy yourself. I'll be back here first thing Monday morning. I look forward to it. I look forward to hanging out with you guys. I love it. I love doing this every single day. Thank you very much for joining me. I will see you guys next time. Boom.